When you're making a movie, you begin with images.
Peyote solidities of halls, backyard green tree cemetery dawns, wine drunkenness over
Allen
the rooftops.
Ginsberg draws a landscape in words.
Joyride, neon blinking traffic lights, sun and moon and tree vibrations in the roaring winter dusks of Brooklyn.
Filmmakers Rob Epstein and Jeffrey Friedman wanted to capture that in HAL through animation.
Illuminating all the motionless world of time between.
So they made a movie that's as much of an abstract work of art as the poem itself.
If we had made a documentary, we would have been talking to a lot of old-timers remembering back 50 years to something that happened when they were young. But we really wanted to try to capture that youthful, rebellious spirit that gave birth to the poem.
Yakety yakking, screaming, vomiting, whispering facts and memories and anecdotes and eyeball kicks and shocks of hospitals and jails and wars.
Ginsberg collected underground political posters made by Eric Drucker. He's an artist, draws covers for the New Yorker magazine, writes graphic novels, vivid, kinetic images. Epstein and Friedman told Drucker they wanted him to animate HAL.
Animate HAL. So I thought they were completely nuts. I mean, I thought they, what are you, high on crack? Are you crazy? Animate HAL? Sure, why don't we, well, let's animate Dante's Inferno while we're at it, fellas. Give me a break.
Who ate fire and paint hotels, or drink turpentine in Paradise Alley? Death, or purgatory their torsos night after night with dreams, with drugs, with waking nightmares.
The language in HAL is like cubism, like jazz.
I guess I would call it kaleidoscopic in its form. It was written in the mid-50s, and it's kind of the tail end of high modernism, what Picasso was doing in painting. What Miles Davis and Charlie Parker were doing with music on the horn, Ginsberg was attempting to do, really for the first time, with words, which was just to have a series of intense, very vivid, very concrete images.
Moloch, whose factories dream and croak in the fog.
This was written 55 years ago.
Moloch, whose love is endless oil and stone.
He's talking about oil and stone.
The Republican candidate for president of the United States today directly tied the Iraq war and the prospects of further American bloodshed in the Middle East to the price and availability of oil.
Oil and stone.
The characters in HAL took shape in Drucker's imagination.
So this is how I portray Moloch, is almost a minotaur-like creature with the head of a bull and a human body, kind of a Schwarzenegger's body.
Hasta la vista.
Head of a bull. In fact, the face even looks a little like Arnold. Now that I look at it again.
Moloch, whose soul is electricity and banks. Moloch, whose poverty is the specter of genius. Moloch, whose fate is a cloud of sexless hydrogen. Moloch, whose name is the mind.
HAL is art. And its history.
The three old shrews of fate. The one-eyed shrew of the heterosexual dollar.
Of the heterosexual
dollar. The one-eyed
dollar.
Shrew that winks out of the womb.
Winks out
and
of the womb.
One-eyed
and the one-eyed
that
shrew that does nothing.
But sit on her ass and snip the intellectual golden threads of the craftsman's loom.
In 1957, Lawrence Ferlinghetti of City Lights Books in San Francisco faced jail time for publishing obscene material.
Who copulated ecstatic and insatiate with a bottle of beer, a sweetheart, a package of cigarettes, a candle, and fell off the bed, and continued along the floor and down the hall, and ended fainting on the wall with a vision of ultimate and cum, eluding the last jism of consciousness.
What I want to show is on the first page inside of HAL, it says, all these books are published in heaven. And I don't quite understand that. But anyway, let the record show, Your Honor, it's published by the City Lights Pocket Bookshop.
I mean, the issues that are raised are still being debated, you know, the limits of free speech, if any, the role of the artist in society, what's acceptable for an artist to do or say.
You understand what angel-headed hipsters burning for the ancient heavenly connection to the starry dynamo in the machinery of night means?
Sir, you can't translate poetry into prose. That's why it is poetry.
Holy forgiveness, mercy, charity, faith, holy, ours, bodies, suffering, magnanimity. Holy the supernatural, extra intelligent, brilliant kindness of the soul.
Allen Ginsberg's voice joins with Eric Drucker's animation in Jeffrey Friedman and Rob Epstein's Howl, a new chapter of an American history.
Hey, Father Death, I'm flying home. Hey, poor man, you're all alone.
For Cross Currents, I'm Emily Wilson.
I know where I'm going. Father Death, don't cry anymore. Mama's there underneath the floor. Brother Death, please mind the store. Old Auntie Death, I hear your groans. Old Uncle Death, I see your bones. Oh, Sister Death, how sweet your moans. Oh, Children Deaths, go breathe your breaths. Sobbing breaths, so ease your deaths. Pain is gone, tears take the rest. Genius Death, your art is done. Lover Death, your body's gone. Father Death, I'm coming home. Guru Death, your words are true. Teacher Death, I do thank you for inspiring me to sing this blues. Buddha Death, I wake with you. Dharma Death, your mind is new. Sangha Death, we'll work it through. Suffering is what was born. Ignorance made me forlorn. Tearful truths I cannot scorn. Father Breath, once more, farewell. Birth you gave was no thing ill. My heart is still, as time will tell.